And Steve, thank you for joining. That was special. Thanks. I think the one line... okay, can you tell me in a moment? Sorry. The line that stuck out to me was, chains shall break, for the slave is our brother. Chains shall break. God, break our chains. As we rush, I'm speaking to myself. Because the slave is our brother. God, may we make more of you and less of ourselves this Christmas season as we remember your birth. Jesus, you are alive. We serve a King that is risen. And I am forever grateful. God, thank you that we can gather like this together. Thank you for this church building and for each mom here, God. Thank you for Nikki and Steve. God, bless their home. God, right now, the sickness that wants to just run through, in the name of Jesus, remove it. And I pray over Nikki and Steve that they will not get sick. Thank you for their prep time and their heart for this ministry. And just for serving and worshiping you, God. In your name I pray, amen. I am going to just share, how much time do I got? I'm going to share really quickly something that spoke to me The Angel Sang is what I titled this as. And I want to read something to you. I need all my things. Nikki was supposed to speak this morning, guys, and I'm going to just say that now. She was, I think, partially, maybe mostly prepared, and sickness hit their house pretty hard. And I just said, you know what, you need to just be a mom. This was on Tuesday morning, and I'll share what's going on in my heart. So she was grateful as... You know what, it's you all know, I think there's sickness going around lots of homes right now, and it's hard to just be a mom when you're trying to also focus, and she was already doing other stuff this morning, so that's why I'm here. this was December 24th, 2018, so a year ago, I wrote this. I love to journal, I don't do it near as much as I used to, but often my journals are just prayers to Jesus. And there's lots of other things too. It says it's almost your birthday. And Lord, as a gift to you this year, I'm giving to you my fear of change. You are in control of my life, our family's life, so I give it to you, God. And I'm so thankful you can take it from me because I know it's no big deal to you. I had no idea what was in store for 2019. But knew I had to give the gift to him. Is it a gift to him? You know what? He'll take anything. So my fear of change. Here you go, God. Take it. So that is what I did. And by my own nature, I don't love change. I really don't. Some people love. They live for it. They want change all the time. I really don't. But I gave that to God, and God knew what was ahead, right? Because he knows us better than we know ourselves. And so I said, here, take that. The fear of change, whatever that looks like. So we're going to pause there. That was my gift to Jesus, okay? We're going to pause there. And now we're going to jump ahead. And I want to ask you, when you think of Christmas, what are your thoughts? What are your kids' thoughts? Immediately, what are your thoughts? Anyone? Well, for kids, I'm going to go back to the Christmas and gift giving, right? They think of presents and gifts. And you know what? Kids make Christmas so much fun, right? Just their excitement and their joy and through it all. And Christmas and gift giving, these two things have been associated for years upon years, as far back as we can go, right? The Magi in the story when Jesus was in the stable and being born, right, in that manger, the Magi, what did they bring? Gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The shepherds, what did they give Jesus? They gave their time and their belief, right? Mary, what did she give Jesus? Obvious, her womb, right? She birthed him. And all of these offerings seemed practical. The wise men's treasures could be used to fund, like, the family's escape, right, back to Egypt. And the shepherd's visitation would keep the family company. And Mary's womb would protect the growing child. But there's one gift that might appear a bit curious and interesting, yet I loved it. And it was what I titled The Angels Sang. It was the angels' gift of worship. Now, I was given a book a few months ago called Worship Changes Everything. And it's a powerful book. See, we all worship something or someone, okay? We all do. Okay, and I'm not just talking spiritual now. We all worship someone or something. Luke 2:13 says, suddenly, oh, look, I forgot my glasses. Trisha, I'm going to get you to read this because I can't, sorry. Oh, Luke 2:13. Oh, do you have it in there? Can you? It says, suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angels saying, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to whom his favor rests. Is that not it? Yeah? Peace and goodwill towards men. In verse 15, not Revelation, the next one, verse 15. When the angels had left them, what does it say? Okay, so when the angels had left, they were now going to see, okay? And the angels, what did they do? They filled that night with light, and they filled the air with music. And what? That's it. That's all they did, guys. They worshiped. That's all they did. And then you think, at least I think, I'm like, couldn't they have done a little more? I mean, they were angels. I pray for angels around our home, around my kids, around Miranda's home, every single night. So I'm like, really? All those angels did was worship, 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 worship. They could have done anything. And then I think back to this story of Mary and Martha. And I believe it was Mary at Jesus' feet, right? Martha's busy, busy, busy in the kitchen. Jesus had come to their home, and she's the worker. And Mary's at Jesus' feet pouring perfume. A year's worth of wages is what that perfume cost. And wiping it with his hair. What was she doing? Worshiping. And Martha, and I'm kind of more of the Martha, I really am. she was frustrated, right? And so I go, the angels worshiped, Mary worshiped. We all worship something or someone. But these angels, I would say, knew Jesus better than anyone, because angels have followed Jesus longer than anyone, any of his disciples, anything. These angels knew Jesus better than anyone. They loved him dearest, and they followed him the longest, and they gave him the gift of worship. They placed their love on a pillow of praise and presented it to Jesus. They did that night long, long ago in the stable, right? Well, they were angels above, but while he was in the stable. And guys, they're still doing it now. If any of you were here for Stephanie's message she spoke that day, these angels are still worshiping Jesus now. Revelation 4:8 says, it says, day and night, they never, ever stop saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come. And worship means to ascribe worth to someone or something. Guys, worship happens anytime we turn our heart toward Jesus, toward heaven. Anytime you say, Jesus, you are worthy. When you drive in your car and you're just praying, you're focusing your worship to him. When you're walking in your field, as I do when I'm out in the barn, and I just say, God, thanks. We're turning our focus to him. When you go for a walk and you're reciting Bible verses, you're turning your worship to him. And I remember, and I've probably said this before, but Marina, when her kids were a lot younger, what am I going to say? Her van is her sanctuary. That became her place of worship because the house is chaotic. And generally, not always, of course, but you know what? You strap all the kids in. At least they're not going anywhere, right? They're not running around and causing disaster and chaos. It became her sanctuary. And she would focus her worship. Grab hold of it where you can, because worship happens anywhere. It can. You just choose it. Right? It can happen in your neighborhood, your living room, your backyard, your field, your van, on your walk, wherever you want. And it happens in Africa and it happens in Canada. It doesn't matter where it is, you can worship. And that's awesome. So, any of you who were here last week, I just generally kind of said that our leadership team is reading the book of John together. And I want to encourage any of you over this Christmas season, if you're just kind of going, I'm not sure where to read, pick up your Bible and read the book of John. In John 4:23, can you look it up for me or somebody? Starts out with the Father. It's about the worshipers. Charmaine, is she? Okay. She brought it just to our attention on the leadership team, this exact verse this week. You want to read it? Here, can you take the mic, though, and read it?
But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him.
Where they will worship in spirit and in truth, and the Father is seeking such to worship him. See, I believe God is on the hunt, guys, for that. For those who will imitate the angels, and for people who will open their hearts and mouths and declare, glory to God in the highest. We all worship someone or something. We do. Anytime we trust an object or an activity to give us life and meaning, we worship it. Anytime we trust an object or activity to give us life and meaning, okay? So get that part in there. To give us life and meaning, we worship it. But guys, they're dismal substitutes for God. They really are. See, to worship them satisfies for a little bit, but then we become brokenhearted. We are infatuated, and then we become discouraged. We're enthralled, and then we become angry when we worship other stuff, is what I'm saying. So here's my question that I'm going to leave with you. Where will you direct your worship? Everything around us is crumbling, breaking down, falling apart, letting us down, and the list goes on. God-centered worship does to the soul what spring rain does to my dry, dusty field. Because the rain comes down and it soaks in and seeps into the earth, and then it stirs up what? Life. And the grass begins to grow, and my animals that are locked in a pen right now can hardly wait to get to the other side. Because it stirs up life. They know there's something better on the other side. So open your hearts this season, guys, to worship the creator of the universe. Worship our shepherd. It's how we began September. Worship our shepherd who will lead you through the valley of the shadow of death. Because worship works wonders for your soul. For your own sake this Christmas, do what the angels did. Make a big deal about the arrival of our King. So remember how I began? I gave Jesus a gift that, whether he wants it or not, he's willing to take it. What will you choose to give him this Christmas? Give him something that you don't know how to do on your own. Because he's got it. It's no big deal to him. God's gift of Christmas is the cradle, right, as a baby. The cross, his life. And the crown, his coming kingdom. But a gift, to be complete, you have to what? Receive it, right? John 1:12. Reading John, so there's lots of John. Yeah, can you?
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.
To those who believe in his name. He takes all of it. Just give it to him, guys. Receive and accept what he has given as a gift to you this season, and then decide what you're going to give him. Take a moment and just sit down. Worship. We all worship somehow, some way. Think about it. That is how I'm going to end. I'm going to pray for each of us now. And then, I don't even know what time we're at. 11:15. We have 15 more minutes just to have coffee and to just be together. Jesus, thank you for this group of women. God, as we each go our directions this Christmas, with different family, with different friends, with different people. Hopefully not by ourselves, but if so, Jesus, go before us. Walk the path before us. And God, may we just turn our eyes and fix them to you. May we worship you, Jesus, and enjoy what's going on, but not get so sidetracked that we forget the real meaning, Jesus. All that we do, all that we say, may it be for your glory and your honor. Thank you for this morning that we could just be together and finish off this season of Master's Moms for 2019. May we come back strong and healthy. Guard each one, I pray. Give them health, safe travels. We love you, Father, and I thank you that we have the honor of worshiping you. May we choose that as the angels did. In your holy and mighty name, amen.